Turd Sandwich Cafe. It's
the Turd Sandwich Cafe. There's no place to go but up. Let me just tell you that right now. This is the lower rung of the internet. This is the furthest out there, out there, out there. This is, if this was Broadway, it would be off fucking Broadway. Way off.
Now, my specialist doctor tells me that scratching your head will get rid of nightmares.
Wow, that's curious.
But last night,
my wife
tried it, and it didn't work. So I think that theory has been refuted.
I had a rough night last night. I couldn't.
You did?
I couldn't stay asleep.
Are you up in your cold?
I went to bed about 10. I'm over it. I'm not, I don't have a sore throat.
Yeah.
I don't have any chills. I don't have anything. And Fran, I talked to her, of course, because of her nursing experience, and we were talking, and she said that's actually your body is accepting the vaccine over a long period of time. And it actually made me a lot sicker than I thought.
Oh, well, no, that can happen. That happens to me.
The RSV is a monster for me, man. It was for some people get the RSV shot and they're fine. I got the RSV shot and it just fucked me up for a week.
Wow.
So,
Like, for example,
the shittiest thing, John, is putting back on weight for me. That's hard.
Well, you got to fight that, you know, because.
Oh, I know. I know, dude. I got to do a lot more cardio. It's just, we don't, you know, there's so much going on right now. I can't even begin to tell you. I don't know where to start. This is such a monster of a project that we have taken on here.
Right.
Remember, I don't think one of us realizes how much work it's going
to
be.
I want you to know we're recording at the moment. So.
Okay, well, then I won't say anything else.
Okay. So we can stay on the, we're in the Moose Turd Cafe.
Oh, we're recording them. Hey, everybody, welcome.
To the Moose Turd Cafe.
To the Moose Turd. It used to be Moose Turd, now just Turd Sandwich Cafe.
Turd Sandwich Cafe, that's right. Yeah, no moose.
And I want to thank EnlightenRadio.org and its original Dusty Footed Philosopher, Mr. John Case, who his all things, EnlightenRadio.org. We are here to do the Turd Sandwich Cafe, which involves some of the comedy and sports attack. And I will start with... some congratulations to young man Quorum, I think his name is, a running back for the Michigan Wolverines, who is going on to play the Natty, as they call it. The Natty is the national short for national championship. That's on tonight.
The Natty.
Ever been to the Natty?
Natty. I met her at the Natty. Is Taylor Swift going to be there?
I believe I was down center of the 50-yard line, and I met her at the Natty. The national championship is on. It's going to be Michigan facing off against Washington. The Washington Huskies and the Michigan Wolverines are both undefeated. This should be a powerhouse of a game. Blake Corum, who is not really a large running back. He's kind of like, he's just so good. He's so athletic and he's so strong that he gets a lot of things done. He makes people miss in space. He's got a lot of moves, but he's also very strong. Hey, he reminds me a lot of the guy that plays for Miami, Tariq Hill.
Correct me.
He's just very fast. And I say congratulations to the Buffalo Bills for winning four games in a row to elevate themselves into the top tier. Pittsburgh will be playing Buffalo next, I believe, Sunday. For next Sunday's all playoff games. No more regular season. It's over with. Thank God for the Washington Commanders.
I'm confused. Didn't last week you report on the football contest between Michigan and State of Washington?
No.
Was that basketball?
That was Michigan and Alabama. You had the Cotton Bowl and you had the Sugar Bowl, which were playoff games.
Well, who did Washington beat?
Washington beat...
Last week.
I'm pretty sure they beat Texas.
Maybe that was it. Maybe they beat Texas.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was the top four. The top four were Alabama, Texas, Washington, Michigan.
Do you think that all these colleges are spending money appropriately on their athletic program to satisfy their donors and stuff, alumni? Or are they investing in woolly mammoth education?
I don't want to get too far in the weeds on that, but there's always been some issues, my friend. You and I both know that the football programs in some of these schools are what makes those schools tick. It's unfortunate. It sucks. It is the way of things. Unfortunately, football makes a lot of money, both for the university and the students that are now participating who have signed their likeness agreements. You know, their NI, whatever it's called, their NIL or whatever it is. They now have agents representing football players who are sophomores and freshmen in college football.
Right.
So there's that.
Well,
you had a...
Now, wait a minute.
You had a...
Are these college presidents politically correct?
Well, I don't know about that. I think
should they be?
Are we talking? Are we going to go? We're not going to. I'm not going to talk.
No,
about
never
Harvard.
Mind. I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about Harvard. Because the billionaire wanted her ousted. The billionaire contributor to Harvard wanted her ousted because he's a right wing fucking lunatic.
That's right.
He wouldn't give Harvard the money unless she resigned.
Right. And, he's in league with this fruitcake in the House of Representatives, too, from New York.
Oh, yeah. Is that Stefanik?
Yeah, right. And then and then he gets rid of Claudine Gay, theoretically on plagiarism grounds, which is a little suspect.
Yeah, I went back and looked at that.
And then his own wife is exposed as being a plagiarist.
Big, worse than 10 times worse than her. You're talking about a whole section she stole from other people.
Well, yeah. Instead of a footnote,
just was a formatting issue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She gave credit to the people that she was quoting. The wife didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
So the hypocrisy leans heavy into this shit. I can't wrap my brain around people that are trying to still convince you that the earth is flat. I can't fucking do anything about that. All I can do is report on what I see. I also want to congratulate the one of the best rookie performances as a wide receiver I think the NFL has ever seen. More yardage gained than any other rookie in the history of the NFL. Puka
really?
Nacua, congratulations, sir.
Wow.
His
That's
name
impressive.
Is Puka Nacua. He's pretty sure an native Islander. Very fast, runs really good routes.
He's well used in the seam. He can get deep.
He can take the top off the defense, as they say.
What's a native Islander?
I think he might be.
You mean Pacific
I'm not sure
Islander?
If he's Samoan.
Oh,
yeah,
but
he might be Pacific Islander.
No,
I think he's from Hawaii. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. And an Islander, Hawaiian Islander. Yes, I gotcha.
I don't know exactly. I just know he's a damn good football player. And, there are, unfortunately, thank God that the Commanders season came to an end suffered their eighth loss in a row, and it was an ass-whipping by the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man. How'd they get through the game?
Washington Commanders deserve to get their ass kicked. Oh. They're just not, And today, I'm sure after 9 a.m., we're going to hear that the Ron Rivera era here in Washington is over. Josh Harris wants to move on. There's a lot of speculation that Josh Harris, the current owner of the Washington Commanders, is smitten with Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots. Now, I'm going to say this. I don't like saying it, but no one in the history of sports has ever had the run that he put together for the New England Patriots. No one. No one's gone to 8 fucking Super Bowls, won 6 of them. Are you kidding me? Six? How many? 12, 14 division championships? The problem is Belichick went out and spent a bunch of money last year, a bunch of Bob Kraft's money, and it didn't work out last year, and it didn't work out this year. The team is abysmal. They have this the identical Patriots. Record to the Commanders.
So
they lost their last game to the fucking New York Jets.
Does
anyone, are you kidding me?
Is it because of, it was coincident with Brady's departure, right? Is that really related?
It's not just Brady's departure. Culturally, Bill Belichick is an excellent coach. Dynamically, he is hard set in his ways. This is the way I do things. If you don't like it, tough shit. This is the way we've won and been in this many championships. Well, 5 years of that shit, and there's some players who would even say, look, you know, he's probably past it. I think, honestly, I really don't want Josh Harris to hire Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Because Bill Belichick's going to want everything. He's going to want to do the shopping for you. He doesn't want a general manager. He wants to be the general manager and the head coach. I think that's a bad deal. I think those two things cannot be simpatico all the time. It's a real problem.
Is it a structural problem? There's just too many business related aspects for a general manager to deal with as opposed to a coach, or to be focused enough, or what is it that, I mean, I know why a coach would want to have some more control because they can, you know, design their team plans probably better.
Well, yeah, they're going to want the players they want, but on the other hand,
the bureaucracy you end up running gets bigger if you take over all the management aspects. And when you do that, I'm sorry, now you have the reporting problem. You got a lot of people reporting to you, and
everything's on you.
You're spending all your time making decisions, half of which have nothing to do with the team.
Right. They have more to do with logistics.
Well, yeah. And,
administrative stuff. PR stuff, advertising, box seats, selling tickets, blah, blah, blah. And I simply think that part of it should be run by someone else. I don't think you should have a GM and a head coach. I think you should have a GM and then separate head coach. That's why I don't think you're going to get a deal with Bill Belichick. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me. Look, let's keep in mind, you're talking about one of the longest tenured head coaches in the history of the NFL. Okay, let's keep that in mind. A couple of weeks ago, we had people talking about Mike Tomlin's going to get fired by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, I guess he ain't getting fired anymore, is he? They're in the freaking playoffs. So there. So Mike Tomlin's done a great job with very little. I mean, he finally put Mason Crosby in at quarterback, and Mason Crosby was like their third string guy. He was like a practice squad guy. He's an old guy. He's very experienced, and he's played exceptionally well for the Steelers. He's run that offense better than the other quarterbacks. Let's put it that way. So they have a decision to make next year, whether they're going to move on from Kenny Pickett, their first round pick, or they're move to Mason Rudolph being the starter. Who the hell knows?
Well, I don't know how it happened to Kenny.
Who?
I mean, why did Kenny fall apart or something? What?
Oh, you're talking about John? Are you talking about Tyson Bagent for the Chicago Bears?
No.
Okay. Well, Kenny, who's Kenny? I don't know where that came from.
You just mentioned that Kenny Pickett.
Oh no! I said if I said Kenny, I apologize because I don't think that's his name. But Mr. Pickett was a first round draft pick quarterback 2 years ago, and he really hasn't panned out well
How is Tyson Bagent doing?
He's doing really good. He's locked in, man. He's got a deal to back up. I think they're going to keep Justin Fields. The Chicago Bears are going to keep him. There's too much upside with Mr. Fields. Mr. Fields is strong, fast, smart. He could throw the ball on the run. He could throw the ball, you know, on his back foot. On, you know, he could step into a throw. He's just a good football player. He's now really tapping into Tyson Bajan's knowledge of all the defenses, because Bajan's been playing football longer than Justin Fields. People have to realize that. Tyson Bajan's been playing football for 5 years and in the same offense.
Right.
So that offense.
That's a lot of experience. You're right.
I mean, and it's set up for him to read defenses. You read keys, you read cues. You say things like, you know, zinger four. You know, 54 is the mic. Ready. Red shift. Have somebody go in motion just to draw the linebackers that way. Have somebody go out that way. Throw the ball wide open. There you go.
It sounds so, like, right.
There's a lot. People don't realize there's a hell of a – that's one thing that's exciting that I watch that people don't realize. I'm looking at my wife going, hey, the center just didn't hear the guard. Look, the center is, like, right next to him, and he didn't hear him. Look, they just – and I know the play's going to be an instant fuck-up. Those are my favorites when I call them, and I know I'm like, the line blew that. Because the center's job – on the offensive line is to set the splits for his guards and his tackles, and then out from that, the tight ends is the quarterback's responsibility. So the running backs and the tight ends and the wide receivers, quarterback's responsibility. The lineman, center's responsibility.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah. They will call out certain blocking schemes.
Gotcha. Interesting.
So that center has to be a really smart person. Now, I don't know what the hell's going on in Philadelphia. I don't know. They've lost about 4 out of the last 5 games. They look like shit. I mean, they got beat by the New York Giants, for Christ. They got their ass kicked by the New York Giants.
The Eagles? Oh, no.
Yeah, they were like the number one, you know, the last 2 years they've been kicking everyone's ass.
Hey, every time,
and they made it to the Super Bowl, but I don't know that they're going to make it to the Super Bowl.
You
this
know
year.
Who
I
else?
Watched the,
you know,
I watched the Buffalo Bills play.
Do you know who else kicked the Eagles' ass?
Who's that?
Me and Ben. Every time we attended a game, they lost.
The Eagles lost?
Yes.
Well, very good. No, well, the Eagles.
This is 30 years ago.
Had a hard time. But both times they played the Commanders, it came down to the last 2 minutes of the game. Both times. So, you know, did you go see a regular season game this year?
No. I'm talking about 30 years ago.
Oh.
In Philly, when we lived in Philly.
Well, see, this is the thing. You didn't say that.
I know. Well, I
didn't say that. You talked as if it was fresh in your mind. And I worry about you, John. I worry about things that, you know, I was afraid you were going to say, we went 3 weeks ago to go see the – Wait, hold on. Now, that was 30 years. Wait a second.
Look at that. The record will show. The record will show.
I need a memory pill. Where's my memory pill, goddammit? Where?
The record will show that Benjamin and I
tried
to get the Eagles to win, but every time we went, they lost. And so, as was true with the Phillies, by the way, and so we stopped going.
Huh.
And
well,
son of a bitch,
really
they started
good.
Winning.
Well, they had a winning season.
So
winning
we killed them.
Season, but boy, they just got beat up down the stretch. These last 4 games, man, I don't know how many people are going to be healthy for them coming up this week. I'm not quite sure exactly who they're playing. I think if I have this correct, I think they're playing the Los Angeles Rams.
Nah.
And the Rams just beat the San Francisco 49ers. But I will give the 49ers credit. They played extremely well without their starting quarterback and without their 2 starting receivers. They sat those guys so they could rest.
Question.
Yep.
Rams. Is that a too gender specific a name?
No.
No. I'm just wondering.
No. Never has been. No.
Ram.
It's a Ram. Just a Ram. You know, settle down. It's a Ram.
Okay.
The other teams had some pretty insulting names over the years. So we'll keep that.
Well, yeah, but I'm just wondering, in the woke times we are in, whether or not Ram was just, you know.
This is a woke, you anti-woke. Anti-woke culture. And no more woke. No more. Everyone go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. I'm telling you. Go to sleep.
Okay.
Sleeping like a baby. Sleeping. Over there, sleeping like a baby. Look at Joe. Joe's working for China. Working for China.
Right.
Really?
I'm gonna
guess. Is he the one that had all the patents approved in China? No! You weren't!
Maybe it'll turn out that Trump is the secret source of fentanyl in the country.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. That wouldn't surprise me.
No.
Nothing.
Blame it
on
China.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
Turns out it's him.
Nothing. You know, as we do, we turn our eyes turn to, as the football season winds down, I think everyone's kind of shifting to looking at what the Nats are going to be this year. I'm pretty excited that we're going to have one of the youngest teams in baseball. It's going to be fun to watch. They do have a bit more of a bullpen. It's not beefed up. They let go of Wander Suero because Wander Suero was accused of beating his girlfriend or wife. And that kind of shit just can't go on. You can't do that. So I'm not sure what's going to happen to him, but he's been DFA'd.
Yeah.
What that means. You know what DFA means?
No.
You're
What? I missed it.
Designated for assignment.
I see.
Yeah. Usually the assignment's not all that great. So,
yeah.
So there's that. And then, of course, you know, this situation with Ted Leontis moving the Washington Capitals and the Washington Wizards to Virginia, that's not a done deal yet. Okay. Let's everybody keep in mind it's 2023. Six, I think, before they have to do anything. You know, look for DC to kind of pull that string a little bit harder. I don't think it's not a done deal. It's just not. I mean, it was presented by Governor Youngkin as if he put it together. When he, you know, like everything else, he stumbled into his success.
He's a weirdo. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that guy's strange, man. That guy is like a. It's like Ron DeSantis. It's like. Is this how a normal human being would respond? Let me see. I don't know. I am Ron DeSantis running for president.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it.
No, he's going to. He'll probably be gone by, I think, a week or two. He'll be gone.
The anti-Trumpers are trying to, and the Republicans are trying to position Nikki Haley, but I don't think it's
happening. I know.
Not yet.
I told you they would. I said that.
Well, then I'm quoting you, but he has.
No, I just knew that that's kind of what they, but she, you know, when you don't have a response, when you can't say that slavery was the cause of the Civil War, when you can't say that in front of a group of people, that's fucked up. I'm sorry. That's,
yeah, well, at least, you know, what else are you not going to say, you know, and, or conversely, is the stuff that you are saying just made up because that's what your listeners want to hear? And do you have any convictions at all about anything?
Well, he's got a lot of indictments right now, but no convictions.
No, yeah, right. Oh, I see. About, yeah, right.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. That's been these Turk Sandwich Cafe. Good night. Thank you.
Well, there's that. So, I don't know.
Oh, man. Rough night. Rough night. Ooh, I tell you, it was a rough night, John.
So I walk into 7-Eleven this morning because we're out of coffee at home. And it turns out the half the store is empty.
Oh, wow.
And there's been some merger of the trucking companies that are supplying that store. But the merged company doesn't have enough people in its warehouse to serve the merged customers.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
And so That was the story that was laid out this morning briefly. But anyway, I had to buy, they did have coffee in a cup. They didn't, and so I had to get two giant cups and bring it back. And, you know, then, but I noticed that, you know,
he brought it back.
Half the store, I looked all over the store. I mean, there was no milk. You know, and the gal that works the night shift there said, well, they brought in, they finally got in some pizzas, but no pizza boxes.
Hope you don't mind if I wrap your pizza in napkins. Here.
Now,
enjoy.
But this also followed, Mike. I mean, speaking of the Turd Sandwich Cafe, you remember the movie The Honeymooners? You know, Ralph with Jackie Gleason and Art Carney and Alice and Mabel. I can't remember the names of those actresses. Actually, you probably do. But, when I was trying to think of a way to describe what happened when, you know, our co-host friend Karen Valentine and I attended the Jefferson County Commission.
Oh, wow.
The main thing that came to mind was the Honeymooners, you know, and it was like...
The way you described it to me, I immediately thought of Betty Hill.
Yeah.
That music.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, we're in... But I want to say out to the world... Around the globe, those of you who may be listening in China, in Russia,
China,
in Saudi Arabia, in South Africa, in Brazil, I don't know, the Jefferson County Commission, Jefferson County, West Virginia, is in need of a government. And if any of you out there would like to provide one, we're having a problem here. And on the other hand, we could take our current county government and put it on a road show. And I think it could make some money.
The real county commissioners of West Virginia.
Yes.
Instead of the real housewives.
Yeah.
The real county commissioners.
Yes.
And put it on
you
Bravo.
Could do it. You could
put
do
it.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you
make
they could.
Tons of money. People will be looking at that going,
I want to tell you.
What is this?
Before they can get the minutes read. You know, it's just like,
chaos.
You know, it could be, look, it could be a kind of low rent version of the big Bob Dylan production, Girl from
Recording
the North Country.
Recording in progress.
Oh, shut
oh,
up.
Wow.
You know, you
shut.
And this would be a lowbrow, you know, comedy. That was a tragedy in life, but in a road show works great.
Must have law. Okay.
Oh God, was that Jim Justice that just came on the show?
No, that was just me being stupid talking about the county commission is about like a bunch of Cro-Magnons out there just trying to fling and poo at each other.
It was good.
Yeah, I think, I just feel bad for not making it to not attending the meeting with you. I wanted to be entertained.
I'm going to go next time. We're going to. I only was there for an hour. Actually, what we're going to do, Karen and I discussed, was to get Dale Manuel or Lynn Widmeyer or one of the former commissioners, okay, on the program.
To go with you?
No. First of all, to come on the program and have us tell them, look, this is, we were flabbergasted. It was jaw-dropping, you know. Tell us, do you have any sense of what's going on here? Is there anything real? Or is this just really a roadshow of some sort?
When the people who are doing this have absolutely no idea what the fuck they're doing, and they know that they don't know what they're doing, there's really no sense in asking that question. We all know it's a shit show. We all know it's a crap fest.
You would think that this was an open door for just a simple good governance program to run a truck through. So I'm just, yeah.
You know, well, I also, my wife read, right, this would be interesting to you. There is a bunch of a company is investing a bunch of money, and it's not Facebook, it's or Meta, it's somebody else, and they're setting up a shop here in Jefferson County, and it's going to be where their AI is put together. Yeah, I don't know the name of the company. Paige told me it was some company that just got the green light to move some things here into West Virginia, and I thought it was interesting. You know, I didn't have a problem with it. I'm like, fine. You know, we'll see if they've been given the grand giveaway or shit. You don't know, because a lot of these politicians give away the store, and we don't even know it until it's too late.
Well, that's all usually negotiated through the county commission, but not the county commission, yeah. the county development commission.
Development authority. Yeah, the development authority. Yeah,
to the county commission. Yeah. But ever since the Rockwell dispute, they don't have the authority to do anything anymore. The state,
not really. Yeah.
The state development authority took completely over that. And,
right.
So
as a
know.
Local entity, it's now a state entity that's making those decisions.
Pretty right? much, yes. As a hack that's running it.
Yeah, who better to know what to do in Jefferson County than somebody that's from a completely different county? It makes perfect sense.
Well, you know.
John, I could say so much, but I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. I could say so much here. But I don't want to.
So anyway, it's
wait and see. We'll attend another meeting, and I'll say something hilarious, and I'll get thrown out, I'm sure.
Well, you couldn't. You'd have a hard time outdoing David Tabb and Danny Lutz. Danny really, man, it was typical of Danny to
pretty big show.
Stop the revolution on a point of order.
Point of order, Commissioner. Point of may I? Point of,
General point Washington, as a point of order.
How dare you? I would. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I was. We were deep ensconced in conversation about the commission this past weekend, and even she was like, you get to that meeting, is it really going to be worth it? And I go, well, it's probably not going to be worth it for them. Definitely going to be worth it for me.
What? Yeah, it was, I don't know. What's? I'd like to know more about who represents what interests, actually.
I want to also say congratulations to the Washington Capitals for breaking a 3-game losing streak and beating the LA Kings at home. They beat them 4-3. It was with 52 seconds left in the game. It was 3-3 in the third period, and they scored a goal with 52 seconds left, and they won the game 4-3. So good on you, Caps. Good on you. Try to put some wins together. You guys are... We're losing too many games. It's frustrating, especially at home. Can't do that. Move to the playoffs. You gotta.
If you lose, is it still worth playing the game?
Oh yeah, sure. Professional hockey? Is that what we're talking about? Are you talking about any pro sport? Because the key word there, John, is pro.
Pro, yeah.
If you lose, you still get a paycheck. And well, chances are, if you're a backup or a starter, that's going to be a pretty nice paycheck. So I'm not saying people are losing on purpose, but I guess my point would be it's very difficult to get men that are between the ages of 20 and 35 all together on the same page, operating as a unit moving forward. You have to have your offense defense and special teams all be in sync and simpatico. They have to know the plays. They have to know everything about what it is you're doing, what it is your coach wants you to do on any given play. You have to be able to know that. And then you have to read the situation and react and execute the plan. So that's not easy to do when you have a bunch of professional men who are getting paid a whole lot of money.
Well, you know.
Hey, man. It's the proposition of, people said, well, who do you think's coming out of, you know, the woodwork here to scare people? And there's two teams, maybe three, that I would say be careful. If you're going to play the Detroit Lions and you're going to try to play them in Detroit, you better watch out, because that team is a house of fire right now. I mean, they are ready to kick the shit out of everyone. They are ready to show everyone that, no, this is not your father's Detroit Lions. This is a team that's very much for real. They're a good, solid football team. I wouldn't want to play them. I wouldn't want to play them, and I wouldn't want to play the Rams, because the Rams are kind of sneaking in there. So, and here's the thing. The guy who plays starting quarterback for the Rams, you probably don't know this, started at quarterback for the Detroit Lions for about 12 years. He's like an institution in Detroit. They traded him straight up for Los Angeles' quarterback, who it took him about a year and a half, Jared Goff, to get better and better and better. And now Jared Goff is, you know, in the top five quarterbacks in the league. So it's, you know, he's coming. The L.A. guy is coming back to play the first playoff game in Detroit. You know, the guy that was traded, Matt something. I can't remember his last name. My brain is not working. It's too early. But he is coming back, and he's starting for Detroit. I mean, there's a lot of fans there that still think very highly of him. So, but I'm sure they want to whoop his ass too. So,
well,
that'll be one of the more exciting, I think, through lines. One of those, hey, you used to play here, you know everyone here. and Jared Goff going, I don't give a shit. I'm gonna beat your ass. So, I think that's gonna be a really good game. I'm not saying Detroit's gonna, you know, dominate the game. The Rams are really good, but I do think Detroit's gonna win. I hope so. Anyway, it would be good for the city and continue. I mean, it's a different kind of Detroit, but there's some good things going on in that city for now, for once in a long time. You know, there's some small businesses that are doing well, and people are doing well, better than they were. So, which is a good thing.
Well.
Yes.
There's been a lot of federal money.
What the hell are you eating? Is that a donut or a?
I'm afraid.
What is it?
The answer is yes. I was eating a donut.
Well, I have my.
I apologize.
Plan, don't apologize. My plan for, I can actually smell the sugar. My plan is to cut sugar by 75%. So there'll be a lot of tweaking of this diet going forward. Not a lot of bread, not a lot of rice, and not a lot of pasta. So that's the way it goes.
You know what is reputed by a classicist I was listening to on the Amazon Great Courses.
Oh, no.
Was about what brought the marathon to an end. And what it was that this poor fella had run 27 miles, you know, from Marathon to whatever it was, to Sparta. And when he arrived, everybody had cheered him, and they said, what's happening? And he said, oh, there's no news.
Yeah. Yeah, usually when I'm running, I usually have somebody chasing me. I'm usually, and they usually catch me because I'm not as fast as I used to be, so I can't move that quick. I'm just like, oh, I can't run. I'm too old. Can't do it. You got me, copper. Here you go. Here you go. I give up. Now, I'm not. I'm not optimistic about the Nationals' chances to go into the playoffs, but I am optimistic about them being a far more entertaining team and a lot more competitive this year. Not saying that they're going to win the East. They probably won't. It'll probably be Philly or Atlanta. But it'll be good to watch them play because they're going to be a lot of fun.
I wish we had the
You know,
money we could put together to send you to spring training.
I'd love to go. My
Man.
wife and I were talking about it, how, you know, if we ever got a chance to go on vacation, that would be our one restriction we would lift. We have some states that are off limits for us, and Florida happened to be one of them, unless we're going to spring training.
Yeah, right.
Then I have the best excuse in the world. Hey, it's March. I'm in Florida. It's warm, and I'm watching baseball every day. Yeah, get to watch baseball for 3, 4 days in a row, man. What's not to like? And you're right up there close to, I mean, it's a bigger stadium than people think. It's like a minor league stadium. But you can sit like right where the players are in the dugout. You can wave, you can say hi. The players will stop and talk to you. There's transitional things. There's a squad going over here to play this game, and there's a squad going over here to play this game on any certain day. They're mixing and matching. And so, you know, Davey Martinez is trying to see what lineup's good. What does he think the 1 through 9 batting order is going to be? Who's going to be our designated hitter? On and on and on. So we have to kind of look at that. So that's probably not such a bad thing.
I got a historical question for you.
Oh, okay.
History of baseball.
I'll get it
Was
wrong. Go
there,
ahead.
I mean, I know there was a time, at least it was recorded as such in that early part of that movie, League of Their Own, when, you know, the teams were composed primarily of people from a certain area because travel was expensive and difficult, and so,
Sure.
you know, the boosters for the teams were, you know, almost completely local, right? And
Oh
regional.
yeah. I mean, they were basically local businesses. It was a very similar to the way I grew up in Pee Wee League and in the regular league ball and in the county baseball. They had businesses that would put their bulletin boards up in the playoffs on our fences. And sometimes there would be organizations that sponsor us, like Shakey's Pizza, would, you know, you'd have that logo somewhere. So yeah, I mean, there was like just a natural agreement. And I don't know, in baseball, you have so much money. You really do. There's still a lot of money in baseball, a lot of billions of dollars. So, hey, look, man, who am I? Shohei Ohtani just signed a contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers that's $730 million over 10 years.
I mean, I had me as a manager, he could have gotten more.
Well, yeah, but the team would be shit, so. No, I don't want that job. No, too much pressure. And
Anyway.
it's good that Davey Martinez, who coaches the Nationals, is in such good stead with the fans. The fans will never ever be down on him because he brought a World Series championship to Washington, which it was hard to do. You know, if you can win the World Series, I mean, they won the World Series in 2019. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
You know, it was very exciting.
It
The
was. It was
guy
very
who's the
exciting.
guy who was the last strikeout victim, Michael Brantley, he's the last one at bat, for the Houston Astros when the Nats beat them on their own field in Game 7 in 2019. He has now, Michael has retired. And I say congratulations on a good career, although your Houston Astros stint may taint you a little bit because of the trash can gate and because of the fact that everyone thought that one of their Jose Altuve was wearing some kind of equipment on his, you know, some kind of vibrating equipment so they could communicate, and which is illegal. So, I mean, that's, again, that's conspiracy theory. I don't know that he was. Who the frick knows? I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
Well, you know, there's illegal, and then there is, can you catch him?
Yeah, and there's gray area, too, because, look, people were talking about Jim Harbaugh, the coach for the Michigan Wolverines. His brother, by the way, coaches the Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh. And they already played each other in the Super Bowl, and John won. But here's the thing. The thing that is really, really weird is they have this thing where they're – it's not sign stealing. It's essentially stealing what game plan the other team's coming up with. You're basically paying someone to go to someone else's game, film it, show where the – you know, weaknesses and strengths are of the team you're getting ready to play. Excuse me. And yeah. I think that that's just, you know, they're getting a leg up. But with digital and film, I don't know how you say that's a, you know, that's, oh, that's horrible. We're all gonna die. It's terrible. We shouldn't do it. Everybody does it. Everybody. In one form or another, people are spying on each other. That's the way it goes.
It's very difficult to privatize ideas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can do it. There's a lot. There's copyrights, patents, you name it.
I have an idea.
But if it doesn't baseball. Have a physical form.
Right. I have an idea for baseball. It'd make the very game dumb. Very, very exciting. You ready? You have the computer right here in the umpire's eye line, right? And each guy, because the box is always going to be based on the size of the hitter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the hitter comes to the plate. This thing reads, automatically has the data, box. Reads the size, puts the box up for the umpire to assist the umpire at calling balls and strikes. If the umpire gets one call wrong, okay, let's say two calls wrong. He has to stand back and let the player swing the bat at his stomach right here where he has all that padding. That's what I say. That would make the game very exciting.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, what does he get?
He broke his ribs. That's it. He's done. Right. Need another umpire.
Yeah. How about this? I have a bigger bat. I'm the one with the bat. I'm the umpire.
put some violence back in the sport, damn it. You guys are getting paid too much to not kick the shit out of each other. Now get out there with that bat and hit that umpire, would you? I don't know where I
bet the umpires will go on strike right away, pretty soon.
Oh, man. And that's another thing, too, is they continue to make excuses to the NFL – and the NFLPA continue to make excuses why they should have part-time officiating. You guys like it? What do you think? It sucks!
Right.
This year was some of the worst officiating I have ever seen. There was no fumble. This guy threw an incomplete pass. Another dude picks it up, runs 80 yards, and the officials are all like, I don't know if he was down. I'm not really... What happened? Fucking obvious that it was an incomplete pass. The officials are like, I'm not going to make that call. I'm going to wait until the big guy in the sky reviews it.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going with all the technology on that stuff. It's going to be.
My expectation is they have a strong necessity to put a chip in the football. put a chip in the ball. You will know the rotation. They do it in practice all the time. They feed their data algorithms with all the numbers from practice. Why can't you do it in the game?
Yeah.
They get exhausted. It's just exhausting thinking about it.
Well, I mean, so the technology is going to prove itself to be more accurate in various areas as the technology improves.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
John.
And that's just, that process is probably not going to stop, so.
Well, I will give baseball more credit for evolving faster than I ever thought it would. The commissioner is really very much into the tech, not taking over, but being a useful tool. And I think it has.
Let's talk about a different kind of tool. Suppose you go out and hire a hitman, as a tool, right? The problem is you can't exactly fire him without killing him.
You hire him. I get paid to do a job. You can't stop me.
It's a different kind of transaction, right? Than the, it's a relationship. It's a relationship,
And I would say this too, as a courtesy to everyone out there. Excuse me. Be careful, because respiratory diseases are exploding again. COVID numbers are way up. Hospitalizations way up. The flu is way up. H1N1 is still there. Make sure that you try like hell to get yourself vaccinated. That's all I'm saying. As sick as I was after the vaccination for RSV, I'm very pleased that I got it.
The fact that you just described how it's likely that the vaccination had a back end effect, like down the road on you. That may have been what happened with me when I got my triple vaccination. It was really after that on the weekend that, I started to feel like I was coming down with just a runny nose, a cold, right?
And
this was after the next day effect of the shots, which is COVID related, right?
Mine was like 3 days later, and it put me on my ass, man.
It might have been the same with me and Carol, actually. That's interesting.
Did you feel okay the first day?
Yes. No.
So did I.
No. I had a bad day the first day. I got over it on the next day. And then on the weekend was the Christmas weekend. We went out to eat with my son. When I got out of the restaurant, my nose was, I was sneezing more than I was supposed to be,
Ooh. Oh, okay.
And then it turned into a nose cold. Never had a sore throat, but it lasted all week. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
that was my issue with the RSV. Same thing. I the first day it was a little different. The first day I was okay, going into the afternoon.
Right.
Then about 2 or 3 in the afternoon the next day.
The most immediate sign of geezerism. The most immediate sign of geezerism, as it appears to young people. Look, you sit around talking about the doctor's visits.
We can't knock heads like we used to, but we have our ways. Like, for instance, we tell them stories that don't go anywhere.
That's why they call this the turd sandwich.
Like, there's that one time I needed to go to Shelbyville because I needed a heel for my shoe. So I had to tie an onion to my belt because that was the style at the time.
Exactly.
For God's sakes, what?
I gotta go out.
You know what? We haven't compared prescriptions yet. So I think
is your nightstand loaded with? Is there any space left on your?
There is no nightstand. It's downstairs on the baker shelf. And it's an entire half a shelf.
Okay.
Because there's 8 fucking medications there, John. Just 8 of them sitting there every morning. Line up 5 of them. Do 5 of them, and then boom, water. Swallow all 5.
come back, do the inhaler, come back, do the dicyclamine, come back, do the freaking nebulizer. Okay, and then put my teeth in, and I'm good to go for the day. I know that's a refreshing look into my ugly routine every morning, but
and that's why you're in the Turd Sandwich Cafe. Okay,
it's
now you may not want to open up your sandwich, sir.
Well, this is kind of like
I can assure you.
When I got here, I felt the break on my career. I really did. I felt somebody pulled the emergency brake, like really hard. Yeah, right. And I went, "Oh, well, shit! I'll just stop here and hang out with John." That's what I'll do.
Right. And it's a passive aggressive kind of thing here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. Joe Manchin is headed to New Hampshire. Hmm? Test the waters for being. I've decided he thinks that Joe Biden may need a bullpen, and he's going to be the bullpen.
Who is?
Manchin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, so he's headed to New Hampshire to run for president.
Yeah. Well, no one gives a shit. You're not going to win. You're not going to win. All you're going to do is hurt people. You're an idiot. Stop it.
I don't know what he's
I doing. Told you before, Joe. Sit down, have a drink with your ego. Tell both of them to shut the fuck up. You and your stupid ass ego. Knock it off.
Well, he's leaving
Third
us behind.
My ass.
You know,
bunch of right wing billionaires funding that too.
Yeah, a lot of energy money. I would say, gotta be.
Mm-hmm.
But
hey, should I do a time check? Hey, everybody, we're coming up on 7:40 in the morning in the AM. We broadcast this show in the AM, so you guys can hear it anytime. That's right, everybody. That's the Turd Sandwich Cafe, everybody.
Anyway, it's I got to look into this AI coming into West to is it Jackson
County?
Right.
No, I want to talk to her. Yeah. And I'll send you a text as to what company she was talking about, because it's
they're
moving into like four different locations in West Virginia.
Yeah, I want to see what's going on there. I have a suspicion about it, but I don't want to say anything about it until I find out more. You know.
Yeah, I have a suspicion about it too.
there's only one billionaire that's been visiting recently.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, I mean he may have something to do with it. I don't know.
Yeah,
dude, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, no.
Would it surprise you?
Yeah, no. Hey, you know, I mean, the state is waiting for somebody to come in and take over the energy question. Looks like he would be interested in that.
West Virginia, the state of disarray.
You may become a Microsoft property before you're done.
I got to tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and run for Senate. Tell you what, I done did it. I've been the governor and I did a great job, so now I'm going to be the senator.
It's almost like Sling Blades, though.
Have you even actually listened to him at all?
Recently? Oh, Governor, my wife reads things that, you know, people that are. I just can't.
I know.
There, I said it. I just can't.
You know, one way that might help you with this is if you just look at it strictly from an acting perspective. You know, since you've done a lot of professional, you know, acting, basically, and so you have to think yourself into, you know, do a Jack Nicholson or something on the character, right? You know, whoever it is.
I'm going to run for governor.
I don't know. You know.
Though Private Santiago's death was tragic, it was probably necessary, and it probably saved lives. Who's going to protect them, son? You? I don't think so. I would rather you just said thank you. And what about your debt?
That's right. There you go.
Did you order the code red? You're goddamn right I did. Yes, he did order the code red. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even pretend to know what's going to happen in this state. I kind of feel like this state's a little bit of a lost cause for Democrats. I really do.
Yeah,
and I don't like the organizations that have sprung up that are trying. I mean, I don't know, man. Nobody's doing anything in unison. I don't hear anything. There's no real phone calls. I see stuff where, you know, Democrats are getting together, but unfortunately in this state, a lot of the Democrats are just, you know, they're either old or died off already. They're just not, you know, and the people coming up from behind are just pretty much into Republicanism. And I'm not, because I see a link between what's going on in the modern day Republican Party with a degree of fascism that I'm not comfortable with. I'm just not. I don't know how anybody else could be. I don't want to have our rights taken away. Do you?
Well, I don't want any more taken away than have already been taken away.
Yeah, they've already flown the coop.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it just and to leave any astronomical decision up to the SCOTUS, man. Just think, people. Kavanaugh is making decisions about our lives.
Yeah.
About how the law, and every goddamn one of those three said, it's settled law. And then they turned around and flipped and shit all over it and the Dobbs decision and bleh, yuck.
Well, and not just that. I mean, they've had several decisions that.
I know. Anyway. Union stuff.
I'm pretty sure, you know, I have a 60-40 guess on the whole thing, but regardless.
That's so funny because you said regardless, and I actually heard an announcer say two of my incredible pet peeves when I hear people talk. It was a football announcer that said, irregardless, and they're in control of their own destiny.
Well, regardless, then. I don't see an easy way out. I'm a little bit concerned about whether we're even going to make it to the election. You talk about a turd sandwich. Think
oh
about
my
that one.
God. Well, sorry, you can't go in there, sir. Why? Because you're going to vote. Yeah, that's why I'm here. Well,
you know,
sir,
just,
we don't like the way you're going to vote, so you just turn that shit around, go on home.
Yeah, and I'm not sure it's not too. I think that Trump should have been arrested long before now and convicted of disqualified way before now, because now he's already the leading candidate in the. Republican primary battle.
Oh, I know, but that numbers wise, that he's. Got
it doesn't
less
matter. They're going to end up. It's going to make it harder.
Okay.
That's all.
No, I'm not going to.
It would be easy if one of the other dudes there was leading.
Oh yeah, I'm not going to lose my shit because of that. I'm just going to try to maintain an even keel because there's far too many things going on in the world that. I have got to have my head on straight for. So, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's just a mess. Yeah.
You know, I can't get too into the forest despite the trees. I have to kind of hang back and see if there's anything I can do that's within my purview of doing with regards to everything else that's going on, my wife and I will do it. We'll try. I don't understand how you never graduate in politics to do something more than what you had done before. It's always flyers, enter data, make phone calls. And you know, maybe send emails. The reality is I don't mean to tell you guys what to do, but as I have said before, and I will continue to say into the future, since we're not talking about comedy or sports, I want to say this. It's it's difficult for somebody who has talked in front of people for 30 years comfortably and made my points. And I wasn't always killer, wasn't always great, but it was a lot of fun making people laugh. I have to elicit a specific response in a short amount of time. Okay, that's the job. I don't think we have even halfway decent speakers in the Democratic Party. You and I have talked about this a lot, that there's much more, there's no effectiveness in what you're saying. You know, you have to be able to be effective. You have to be able to communicate with people. And I haven't seen that in our party in a long time in this state.
Yeah. No, it's rough.
You just don't see it. You know, our former Secretary of State, what was her name? She was terrific years ago. Oh, I really liked her.
Yeah.
She had great speech and a great speaker, I should say. And she knew how to speak quite well. It was exciting.
What was her name?
Maybe
she
ran
several times for Senate. She lost.
Yeah, I can't remember.
She was a good candidate. She started with a T. Talent.
Yeah. Tennant.
Tennant. Natalie Tennant. Get there.
Hey,
Natalie Tennant.
Natalie Tennant. Oh, I remember her. Yeah. Good looking girl. Out,
okay, JB. Pretty. Thanks. All right. Nice commentary, JB. Well done.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I think she's well spoken.
I need to declare, I do believe she speaks extremely well, and she's one of them God fearing folks. So I'm gonna go ahead and support her because she, you know, she's a good Christian.
That's 7:50, John. I'm exhausted.
Oh, man. All right, buddy.
It's well, listen, it's
I want to thank you very much. For
It's time for cardio.
Yay!
Let's go do some cardio, John. Hey, everybody. Okay. Thank you for tuning in to the Turn Sandwich Cafe and the Comedy and Sports Attack here at enlightenradio.org with your original Dusty Footed Philosopher and all things enlightenradio.org, Mr. John Case, for putting this on. Thank everyone at lightenradio.org. Tune in if you can. We love it when you tune in. It's extra special. You don't have to tune in to us. There's a lot of other variety to listen to. We're just idiots rambling. Thank you.
All right, Val. Check out on podcast.enlightenradio.org. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.